With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. While it's been a rough ride for Northwest cherry growers these past couple of years, they will get federal reimbursement money to help make up for some of what Chinese tariffs have cost them. But Northwest Cherry Growers President BJ Thirlby says they haven't lost out on China altogether.
Thought that might be of interest to people who are listening and just thinking, I wonder how bad this China thing has gotten, because it has really affected us. But I think we dodged a bullet this year with a little bit shorter crop and really good timing, so we'll see.
So Thirlby says some of our fruit still makes it to the Chinese market.
You know, we've quietly been shipping fruit into China. You know, our export businesses makes up about 30% of what we end up distributing around the world. And, you know, despite all the challenges with China, it's actually been quietly okay. I mean, we've shipped several hundred thousand boxes in there, which is, you know, truthfully more than I really thought we were going to ship this year, given all the challenges.
And given the overall population in China, Thirlby says there are people with money to spend.
You know, there's still a level of consumer that can afford a $8 or $9 per pound product in China, where, you know, most of us here in the United States wouldn't, you know, buy into something that expensive, but they're kind of a luxury and viewed as something incredibly special in China. So we're still quietly shipping some fruit in there.
The USDA has earmarked $16 billion for tariff relief, and Northwest sweet cherry growers will get 17 cents per pound in federal relief for the Chinese tariffs on their 2019 crop.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.